This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Find that thing you love to do. Why does the government not do this for you? No, I'm not a poet. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. The meaning of life. Find that thing you love to do. Are you with somebody? Find that person you love to be with. I had a friend of mine. She said, we were talking about love and all that stuff. And she says to me, Kevin, what better feeling than to wake up next to the person that is your best friend and the person you love the most in the world? And that was like the most romantic thing of description of, you know, a relationship I'd ever heard. I was like, well, that's a great way to put that. Find that thing you love to do. I'm not speaking in the carnal way, even though, hey, works that way too. But here's my bigger question, and I said it earlier. Why does the government not want this for you? Why does the government not do this for you? The government doesn't seek to help you out in any way to discover that thing that you love. You know what that would mean? That would mean discovering your individuality. That would be discovering what it is that drives you. Parents do it, right? They try. Parents try to help their kids find something that they can really gravitate to. And you may try a lot of things. You may be that parent that says, okay, for example, with a little boy, you may put him in football, basketball, soccer, martial arts, baseball, in hopes that he'll find something he likes. Are you counting on the idea that he's going to be a super athlete in any of those things? Not necessarily. What you're doing there is building esteem and rounding him out, trying to get a feel. Maybe you put him in camps, and you put him in a robotics camp, or you put him in physics camp, or you put him in art camp. You're just looking. You're fishing. Or you might get lucky, and that little kiddo says, you know, you find out they got a really nice, you know, they got a great way of, I mean, I think art is natural. I think people just, either you have it or you don't. Maybe that's what they do. Or maybe you find out they're very, you know, they're just outgoing, and so you want to put them into some sort of a theater camp. Or they're really into dance. Maybe they tell you what they like because they think they do. How many of your kids have said, I want to do this thing. I want to, please, 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 put me in. And then you put them in there and then they don't like it. So it's trial and error. Some parents succeed at it. Some parents don't. You indulge your children. If you do put them in something, you make them believe that they're the next big thing. They're the next big athlete. They're the next big actor. Their art is the most amazing art you've ever seen. But the good parents tell their kids, you better have a backup plan just in case you, I don't know, mess up your knee. Just in case you turns out you're not the best artist or the best hairdresser or the best whatever. Have a backup plan. Well, artist or athlete for the most part, right? Hairdresser is a backup plan for a lot of people. Bartender is a backup plan. You're not going to be on tour making millions of dollars. You're not going to be in the movies. You're going to be a waiter waiting on a casting call for the most part, if you choose that, and that's okay. If you love it. See, here's the thing. We've studied all kinds of things in America. Go look at the waste that has occurred over the last four decades in government, studying the mating habits of the Australian newt, you know, whatever, the most crazy things you can imagine spending money on. And with all the studies that have been done, nonsensical for the most part, one would think we would know how to help people decide what they want to do in life. There are only finite choices for things you can do in life. Do you understand what I mean by that? For example, doctor, lawyer, accountant, teacher, first responder, whether you're a firefighter or a police officer, you go into the military, maybe you're a mechanic, maybe you're an artist, maybe you are an entertainer, a singer, a dancer, whatever. Name them all, and when you get to about, 2,000, you're probably going to run out. So the only thing about that 2,000 because that's the number of careers, and I'm just guessing at this, but let's say it's 5,000 careers. Of those 5,000 careers, no, make it 10,000 just to be on the safe side. You know what? We're friends. I'll give you 100,000. There's 7.5 billion people in the world who are going to do one of 100,000 jobs. Now, that being said, you would think that we would have some sort of a study that says people that think like this or have this type of a character trait tend to be good engineers and enjoy it, tend to be good doctors, tend to be good mathematicians, tend to be good economists, tend to be good janitors. With all of this data, they can't say to a kid, hey, you would probably love carpentry. You'd be a good engineer, or you'd be a good whatever. Is it because nobody would pick janitor? Can you imagine they map your personality and they say, janitor, you're very good in the custodial arts. No, I want to be an engineer. No, you're going to be an amazing janitor. Would anybody pick it? I don't know. I don't have a problem with janitors. I really don't. I know we use that as sort of the baseline for, you know, you could be a doctor or you could be a janitor. The point I'm making here, folks, the meaning of life, isn't that what we're all looking for? Isn't that what we all want to discover? I told you guys before, I would hear back in the TV, the days of the 70s, and they'd say things like, I just want to find myself. You know, I'd see all these TV shows and some teenager with angst would go, I just got to get away and find myself. And I'd be, find yourself? There's an old saying, what do you mean you want to find yourself? Life is about creating yourself. It is about expanding your experiences so that you understand what drives the core of you. I mean, come on. The two greatest days of your life. This is an amazing quote. The day you were born and the day you figure out what you were born to be. Those are the two greatest days of your life. How many leftists do you think figure out what they were born to be early on? I bet you it's not many. You want to know why most people graduate from college and don't even use their degrees? Because they are leftists. They've been programmed to believe that they want something. Somebody says a study. Oh, there's a study. There's a need for IT people. So they go, I'll study IT. They don't like it. They just want to be miserable about something. That's the funny thing about leftism. It loves misery. And then it expects somebody to fix it, to fix the misery. See, you, on the other hand, conservatives, you do what you want, and when it's time, when somebody makes you mad and you go, I was mad at that job anyway, I'll go do what I want to do, and you become successful because you find yourselves. Not too late. Lots to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Leftists are miserable creatures. That's why they love chaos and what they call change. See, we would love to just have a predictable world of sorts. I mean, we understand things are going to change, but there should be certain things that are predictable. Like, for example, your immigration system, the influx and outflow of people into your country. The same way, you wouldn't want to come home and one day there's three people in your house. Maybe it's you, your spouse, and a child. And then the next day you come home and there's 17 people. It makes it tough to plan. You don't know when the what the carpool is going to be like. You don't know why when you have to take little Gomez to soccer and, you know, little, I don't know, give me a little Mexican girl's name, Mary, Maria, little Maria to dance class. The point is, we want some level of stability and consistency. And you want it in your government. You want it in your surroundings. You don't want, you know, they're closing off streets every other day in your city, or, you know, they change the water days or whatever, depending on what is going on. You want some level of consistency, because you know what? Life is going to deal with enough of your change on the day-to-day basis in your own life. You got to make decisions on what to eat. You don't eat the same food every day. for the most part. You don't wear the same clothes. Kids don't have the same activities. Your spouse may travel, may not. Different things going on at work, and so on and so forth. So that's why you need some layer of stability. I said life isn't about finding yourself, it's about creating yourself. It was George Bernard Shaw who actually said that. Thank you for finding that, my friend. But that's what life is supposed to be about. Leftists spend a lot of time looking for themselves because they stay in a constant state of chaos. They have no ground, you know, grounding tool. There's no foundational support. Many of them, they say, I don't believe in God, but I'm spiritual. Oof, that's nonsense. Either you believe in something that can help you find that center that can ground you. Your body has it. It's why the human body is designed to perfection. It is. You have a center of gravity that makes everything work. We call it the core now. You strengthen your core, everything else is strong with you. The same is true of your mental stability and strengthening your core, your basis of knowledge. Why do you think they're taking away the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic? They don't want that foundation to be there. They're doing Common Core, and they're teaching multiculturalism and the social justice warrior agenda. How depressed you should be because of the past, something that you have not suffered at all. I was talking to my team the other day. I said, hey, I want to come up with things that the left, these snowflakes, have never experienced. For example, heat stroke due to picking cotton. Yeah, or have to get reconstructive surgery due to whippings by the master. Segregated lunch counters. Police brutality or beatdowns. They don't even know of it. They barely know anecdotally, and it's only because somebody said it. That's the way they learn. That's the way they are. Life isn't about finding yourself. It is about creating yourself. You know what the beauty of creation is? Now, I'm going to get to politics in a second. By the way, I am talking politics. For those of you who are saying, Kevin, why are you giving us a life lesson, brother man? I'm probably older than you, Kev. Why are you trying to give me a lesson in life? I don't know why you're listening. That's the question I would ask. See, I don't answer your questions. Don't be trying to trick me up. I would ask you, why are you listening? If I'm younger, probably am, could be, don't know. I'm older than people think, I'm black, don't crack. But you're listening for a reason, because I'm trying to impart some knowledge on you. Upside your head. Psst. Creation is something beautiful. In the beginning, God created. God did not destroy. He didn't take part of the universe and say, I will destroy this part of the universe and make it into earth. No, he created it. In the beginning, you love creation. Kids love creation. You know what else we love? We love creation and we love discovery. Everybody does. Every kid is amazed when they utter a word and people look at them. Or they do something like, you know, walk, and they're like, come on, you can do it, you can do it. We all have the same, you know, it's just a primordial, you know, thing inside of us. Life is simple. We make it complicated. That's a paraphrase of Confucius. Confucius say, life are very simple, but we insist on making it complicated. And that's just how he said it, too. I knew Confucius. We do. We make it complicated. And what's complicating our lives these days is the stupidity upon which our lives are being governed. Let's go back to creation. What do you want to create? You want to create an environment where we let the Hillary Clintons of the world get away with what they get away with? Or do you want to create an environment where people follow the rules? People obey the law. It applies equally and honestly to everybody. That's what I'd like to create. But see, that's not good. Leftists don't like that. They want to let you know, hey, if you get to a certain strata, the rules no longer apply. You can get what they call it, that rich kid. They called it too much money-itis or something. You know, it's like, I could see it. I can see the word. Influenza. Something like that. Like, he had too much money and influence. That's what this kid, they got him off on it, too. So we've got all these things we're dealing with. Insane things. that are happening in the world because leftists don't know how to find themselves. Money that's been spent out the wazoo that could help them find themselves. Ask yourself, when you see these crazy classes like women's studies and black people's studies, gender studies, whatever, and as opposed to finding yourself, you know what leftists do? They say, well, if you think you're a little boy, think again, because you might not be. No, there are 35, no, 51, no, 73 genders. And each of them have all their pronouns and stuff. So you think you were born a little white boy, huh? Instead, you could be a black girl. That's how crazy leftism is. It lets you pick and choose because here's why. Here's why. Let's help you find yourself. Yeah. Now, some of you argue, well, Kevin, that's pretty creative. Yeah, you could create anything you want. Yeah, you could create that. It would be a false identity, Sybil. Because you are who you are, and you should appreciate who you are. Look, we're at fault too, conservatives. We got after people for being gay or, you know, interracial marriage and all that back in the day. We did our stupid stuff. Looked at people a little strangely because they didn't fit the, you know, the mold of whatever we were told it was supposed to be. I'm not forgiving us. But at the end of the day, we want to finding yourself means understanding who you are. To thyself be true. Be true to who you are. That's the easiest way to find yourself. And let people know. The more, I get it. There are secrets that you want to keep, and I'm cool with that. I don't need to know everything about you, but I need to know who you are at your core. That we're equally yoked in certain ways of thinking. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. I'm going to get off. Though I will be interweaving life into the discussion. We'll be back in just a bit. Hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Democrats about to get a life lesson. And no matter what they tell you, folks, they're scared. Very scared. They have people running as Republicans, and they know that's not going to... When we start matching people up correctly, it's not going to happen. Here's a CNBC report. It says, if midterm elections were held today, 5 Senate Democrats would lose to Republicans, giving the GOP an even bigger edge in the chamber. And this is according to new surveys from Axios Survey Monkey. So even a monkey knows it. Now, I've been saying this for quite some time. Now, they're going to be a little more optimistic about the House, but trust me, that's not going to work either. But I want to finish this because I want you to understand how the Democrats are losing, what they're, even CNBC is saying this. This isn't Fox News, or not that Fox is, you know, unbalanced by it, but or biased, but this is CNBC. He said, according to the results, Democrat Senators John Tester of Montana, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Joe Donnelly of Indiana are trailing generic Republicans. You don't even have a person there. I could go run in any of those districts and probably become a senator. Okay, that's the first thing. Republican candidate Senators Claire McCaskill of Missouri trails state's Republican Attorney General Josh Hawley in her reelection bid. Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota will face Representative Kevin Cramer, although Axios polled Heitkamp's chances against a generic Republican candidate. So again, Heitkamp, without even saying that Cramer's going to run against her, in a generic Republican, she lost. These are sitting senators, 5 of them. Now, you can look at the House and go, well, the House is more indicative of blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you what's going to happen. You don't have to believe me. You can worry if you choose to. I'm not going to. Democrats are going to lose seats in the House, and they are going to lose a lot of seats in the Senate. Now, here's what this NBC thing goes on to put a little salve on the wounds of leftists who are going, don't say it, don't tell people this, because that's not what we're talking about. They say, as it stands now, Democrats have a better chance of improving their position and possibly taking the majority in the House this fall than they do in the Senate. Now, that's not saying they're going to. That's saying they have a better chance. But given that they have 2 chances to take over the Senate, slim and none, that's not telling you much. They say an average poll of Real Clear Politics shows that Democrats have nearly a 9-point lead over Republicans on a generic ballot. This is what they're talking about for the House. The Senate is a different story, though. Republicans hold a 51-49 edge in the chamber, but 26 of 30 seats are up for grabs, belong to Democrats or senators who caucus on the Democratic side. So I talked about this, I don't know, a year ago, telling you it's a terrible year for the Senate because the majority of the people running will be Democrats. In 6 of the 10 states polled in this Axios survey, President Trump's approval rating is more than 50%. That's the fake news polls, compared with 43% national approval, which again is a fake news poll. But think about President Trump coming into the White House at 38%, according to them. Now he's at 43% nationally. In 6 of the 10 states, 50%. Again, fake news polls. And they say a real clear poll average of various polls approval ratings for Trump stands at just under 40%. Which means flip it and you have the real number. This is not good for the Republic, for the Democrats. Tester, Manchin, and McCaskill are in the most danger, according to Axios. Their approval ratings are either below or slightly above 50%. Of the 5 Democrats losing in the polls, only McCaskill and Heitkamp so far face an actual candidate. Republican candidates running against Tester, Manchin, and Donnelly have yet to be determined and are still polling better. Look, folks, I don't know what kind of barometers you test things on when you don't even have to have a body in place for them to be going, uh-oh. In losing, you know you're in bad shape. That's not just bad shape in West Virginia or bad shape in South Dakota or Montana. That's bad shape across the country. The survey found that Tester would score 42% of his state's votes, with 55% saying they would vote Republican. Manchin is at 43%, 52% saying they'll vote Republican. Manchin is the one who came up to Trump and was shaking his hand after the State of the Union speech and has been pro-Trump on practically everything he's voted on because he doesn't want to lose. He's out. McCaskill down 44% to Josh Hawley, 52. Now, here's what's interesting about picking the right candidates to fill those spots. As long as these guys don't have any type of crazy things in their past, they're gonna shoehorn them in. McCaskill is gone. I will tell you that right now. Manchin is gone. Tester is gone. The only question is, how many of them? Will we get all 6? Of the 26, of the 30 seats that are up for grabs, I mean, Democrats, how many of the 26 seats do you think we're going to win? Right now, they're saying as many as 6. It could go as high as 8. I'm just saying, folks, and you can look at the House. Oh, well, we just lost Pennsylvania. We lost this or that. Don't fret about the House. When all this stuff shakes out and the money starts coming in for the right candidates in these offices and the Republicans who are sitting on a war chest, and when Donald Trump starts going to some of the key races and supporting those, and the Republicans target the race, there are people right now in this mode. I know, you know, here's what the Republicans can do that will do that you don't see behind the scenes. Now, you may not like every candidate. Let's just forget like that part of it. But when they back somebody and they say, we're going to go after that seat, and they throw their money and their efforts behind it, the machine that comes into place with the Republican, the GOP, and the RNC is a huge help. It's a financial boost. They get media coverage. They get professionalism. I'll give it to the – by the way, that's both parties. Either party says, I'm going to run with you, you're in good shape. So that's already being looked at. And my hope is – that the Republicans are obviously, even if they don't have the most organized game, which I know they will, we're going to maintain the House. I want to see the House grow. I want to see the critical places where we need to go, and I want to start helping out on those campaigns. I want to be involved, and I hope you do too. Maybe this is something we can all work on together. Tea Party community, we're going to support the best candidate in the race no matter what. We're going to support the best candidate. Just saying that publicly. So what I'm hoping is that when they map all these things out, these one-offs that the Democrats have been winning where they've been spending $50 million or so, they're going to go away. And here's why. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Donald Trump's economy continues to improve. Foreign policy continues to improve. The tsunami you'll start to see the wave get sucked back from the ocean as these policies start to take place. So you know the tsunami's coming. And off the shore in November, you're going to be able to see that big tsunami wave coming in. But people are still going to be enjoying the beach. That's the good thing. So, not necessarily if you get caught in a tsunami, but the point is, the economy is still beach worthy. You can go hang out and play at the beach. When the tsunami comes in this case a good one, it's going to lift everything up. And you're going to be able to see that by the time November rolls around, there will be no doubt that these policies are working. So whether it's another GDP of over 3%, whether it's unemployment going any lower, whether it's average salaries rising, whether it's manufacturing finally kicking back in, products being sold overseas, a drop in terrorism, you name it, it's all going to be taking place. Most of it's going to be good news. And here's the best part. Here's the best part. The media will be even more damaged. The Democrats will be even more damaged. And here's what you're going to see. You're going to see Democrats pretending to run as Republicans. Meaning they're going to look at the policies of Donald Trump and say, I accept what Donald Trump is doing. It's a good thing. And blah, blah, blah. You're going to see them bad-mouthing leadership the same way the guy who ran against Saccone bad-mouthed Pelosi. Now, here's the bad news for that. Don't believe them. You got to get out there and you got to tell Democrats, oh, you're going to vote for the scoundrel party of scoundrels. That's who you're going to be. You're going to have to be more vocal than at any time in your political career over the next two election cycles. You're going to have to get in the face of people and say, I thought Barack Obama was supposed to be the best name since sliced bread. What happened to baby black Jesus? What's going on with you? You're going to have to get vocal. You're going to have to be in your face of people, and you're going to have to make them remember the 8 years of pure H-E double crooked socks we went through. And also the year, it'll be 2 years at that time, the 2 years that they wanted us to feel stupid because we supported Donald Trump. You do that and it's all good. Trust me, the rest is going to take care of itself because this team, Kevin Jackson and the Black Spirit team, are going to bring 3 to 6% more of the black vote if you guys will help us fund it. And we're going to make sure black people in enough mass vote for the Republicans to where we will never worry about these, well, certainly these next two elections. That's what you can count on.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you guys heard this new trend from millennials? They're not buying rings. They're taking a diamond and they're putting it directly into their skin. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. Millennials look for ways to prove that they're idiots. I don't get this. At least the 60s hippies had an excuse. Drugs. You know, I guess it's sex and rock and roll. But to put a diamond directly in your skin, I don't know what the ramifications of that are, but it cannot be good. I mean, it's a part of nature. I get it. I mean, think about what something does on the outside of your skin if it's a bad metal or something, which I know a diamond is not metal, it's carbon, but and I know we're made of carbon. Look, don't even go there with me. I'm an engineer. I know what's going on here. I'm just saying your body is not made to take a diamond into the skin and absorb around. It's either going to – the skin will absorb around it and the diamond will go inside and then it's going to move around and there's going to be complications. Why would you do this? Millennials, hit a brother up. Tell me why you would do something like that. I know the millennials that listen to my program are not that stupid. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Hey, here's another story. Let's do some quick hits. I call this segment Insane News. Toys R Us is gone. They filed bankruptcy. Now, I have no sympathy for Toys R Us because they like killing black people. Toys R Us donated millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood, and I bet they'd like to get that money back so they can give it to the executives and then file bankruptcy again, but they don't get to. But Toys R Us is one of these relic organizations that didn't see it coming. Toys, plastic pieces of junk being made in China, then they didn't think Amazon was going to figure it out. All this overpriced stuff, man, just feasting along, fat, dumb, and happy, probably, of course, run by leftists because they would sponsor a Planned Parenthood, run by leftists, and making junk. Think about the money you spend on toys and how much that you look at what goes into a toy, something that costs $50, a board game or some little doll or some beanie something or another that's made for pennies on a dollar in some sweatshop in China or Malaysia or somewhere else. And they come over here and sell it for a 1,000% profit and they still can't make a living. They didn't plan for the future. Say, you know what? This could get competitive. Or look for ways for branding or whatever. No, they just let old Bezos come along and say, hey, I'll sell you those same toys for 25% profit and I'll ship it to you. And I'll make money hand over fist. I got no sympathy for Toys R Us. Be gone, Toys R Us. I don't care about you. What else we got? Insane news. McCabe. Democrats... There's a thing going around right now. They want to hire McCabe, and I think he got hired. It was before the CNN thing. And I don't know, is he working for CNN? But here's what I can tell you. Democrats love their scoundrels. If this guy hasn't even been he's retired, right? He announced his own retirement. He's got a fat pension that now we're fighting over that they want to say Donald Trump wants to keep him from. I want to keep him from it. I'll take credit for it. The president doesn't have to take credit for it. I'll take credit for it. I don't want McCabe to have that money. So anyway, that's the next thing. Then they go, well, he can now start his new career at CNN. And others are going, we'll hire McCabe. How often have I told you that Democrats love their scoundrels? If the worse McCabe did in the FBI, the more some leftist company would want to hire him. Tim Cook of Apple would say, we'll make the McCabe version of the phone like Nike makes Jordans. Have you gotten your McCabe? The Apple 11? What's a bad number? The Apple 13? These leftists crack me up. Most people would run from a disgraced FBI guy. Try to get hired in a conservative company and say, yeah, I'm a disgraced FBI guy. I funneled money from the Clinton Foundation to my wife's campaign. I told people not to talk about it. I let Hillary Clinton off free. Yeah, I'm afraid you can't work here. I tell you what, why don't you hire an embezzler as your accountant? That's what they're doing. If you or I were fired from a federal job, we'd have to work as a dishwasher and be paid under the table. But not leftists. When they do wrong, they get promoted. Hallelujah, Susan Rice. Holy mother of Susan Rice. Holy mother of Hillary Clinton. The fact of the matter is, the worse you perform in the public service as a Democrat, the better things are for you when you get out. Look at Marie Harf. What a joke that chick is. A total joke. She worked in the CIA. She worked in the secret parts of our government, knows things that nobody should know, and she's dumber than anybody I've ever met. Andrea Mitchell said this in a tweet. One suggestion from a McCabe supporter, McCabe, if a friendly member of Congress hired him for a week, he could possibly qualify for his pension benefits by extending his service over the next few days. That's what they said after that clown was found to be a scoundrel. a crook within our government, plotting against the Donald Trump to get elected, and who knows what we're going to find out about him and his staffers. And Ari Fleischer, he said, wonderful idea. Every member of Congress should hire fired bureaucrats who lie to an inspector general in the course of a government investigation. Pensions before honesty. Great slogan. I love that. See, people get it. There are people in this country that understand how crazy leftism is. You want another crazy story? I'll give you one. Baltimore, setting up a fund for illegals. Here's from Judicial Watch. Less than a year after Baltimore prosecutors ordered staff not to charge illegal immigrants with minor, nonviolent crimes because it could get them deported, Maryland's largest city will hire immigration attorneys to help those facing removal. Now, I'm going to stop there to remind you, California just put an illegal just won a statewide election. Now, why isn't the federal government arresting that clown? Somebody from Mexico, send that sucker home and arrest anybody that would dare put him on the ballot. It's unbelievable. This story goes on. It's important to note that Baltimore has the nation's highest per capita homicide rate, has been coined the deadliest big city in the United States by a mainstream newspaper. Nevertheless, a city panel approved spending $200,000 this month to pay for lawyers to represent illegal aliens with deportation orders. Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh says in the local news that the goal is for everyone to get due process. We're not making a decision as to their status. We're making the decision to be supportive of individuals who live in our city. Individuals who they are representing, taking money away from tax-paying citizens and the problems that they face every single day. And that's what Baltimore wants to do with its money. I'm going to slow down and let you guys catch up. Whew. They're like James Brown at a concert. Man, Judicial Watch goes on, they say this. Unlike the criminal justice system, in immigration court, the government doesn't offer free lawyers to those who can't afford them. This means that illegals who don't have money to pay for one, for the lawyer to represent them in legal proceedings or they rely on volunteer attorneys or paralegals provided by immigration rights groups. This leaves many illegal aliens in removal proceedings without an adequate legal representation. The trend of using taxpayer dollars to assist illegals in deportation hearings started under the Obama administration. In 2015, the former president allocated $2 million to hire attorneys to represent the influx of illegal alien minors in federal immigration proceedings. The money flowed through a special program, Justice AmeriCorps, launched by DOJ, Executive Office for Immigration Review. So Barack Obama started this nonsense, and you know why. I don't have to tell you why. In response, they go on to say this. To Trump's administration immigration policies, American sanctuary cities took matters into their own hands, creating local funds to help illegals facing deportation. Chicago City Council approved $1.3 million in legal defense funds, and the city of Los Angeles followed with $10 million to help illegal immigrants dodge justice. Shortly after the city announced its special immigration project, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors offered to kick in another $3 million to provide more lawyers. The only LA County supervisor who voted against the fund said it is irresponsible to allocate taxpayer money for such a program. In the city's case, the city attorney, whose office prosecutes crimes and represents LA in litigation, said the money will ensure that there is, quote, more fairness and effectiveness in the immigration system. It's a federal matter, not a state matter. But does that matter? Of course not. So these people, if I were in California, I would sue the legislators. If you live in a state where they allowed this to happen, you should be up in arms over this. But this is what we've come to. This is where we now, this is where we find ourselves in this country. It's just crazy. So, anyway, I'm going to leave it there for now, but there's a lot more to it.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.